digital doesn't matter. You are the key.
The ability to communicate is and remains the strongest competence of leaders in the digital age. It is a huge, multifaceted topic.
Barbara Liebermeister is author, lecturer, and expert for digital leadership. She puts the spotlight on individual strengths and believes in the human being as a brand.
You are the key.
Barbara Liebermeister addresses the challenges of leaders in the digital age in her role as head of the Institute for Leadership Culture, as an economist, and as a human being herself.
At the end of the day, the relationships between human beings is the overarching connection.
Digital doesn't matter. You are the key.
Hello, my name is Barbara Liebermeister. I'm the founder of the Institute of Leadership in Digital Age in Frankfurt. And I will introduce to you on a regular basis an exciting person within my personal network with whom I discuss several topics around digital leadership. And today, I proudly present Mr. Andy Kaufman, coming from Philips Lighting in Hamburg. Very welcome,
Barbara. <Andy. laughs> Thank you so much for having me here. And by the way, it's an honor. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you very much. And Andy, you are responsible how do you explain it? You are responsible as a coach for the sales team at Philips and for the other departments. That's right?
Let me explain it like this. It's more, let's say, I'm not responsible, but I support the top management and the top leadership within Philips Lighting/Signify on the change aspect. So our favorite quote is our comfort zone is we are out of comfort zone.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's a great topic. But for us, the topic, we agreed that we speak about the meeting culture of today, because we know that leading virtual teams and meeting culture, we spend so a lot of time in meetings and the digital age, that's very, very difficult to have. None of us has time and meeting culture, you know.
You know, I think none of us has time. Let's say we all have 24 hours. That's the good news. But we decided to be stressed, or we decided to be in a rush or whatever. And here's the thing. Let's say when we started, because we listen young, but we are still a little bit aged, let's say like this. Let's say I absolutely know the times, especially in Europe, when we sit down in a room with 20 people, all the laptops were open, coffee and cake were served. So that was really, let's say, no agenda. And we discussed for ages, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think these times are gone, Barbara.
That was my first question. I wrote it down for you. Oh. What is the distinction between the meeting culture of today in comparison with the past?
Eight-hour
meetings, no more.
No. And you know, there's another thing, because we are working virtual together. And let's take Philips Lighting as a company. We are, in 120 countries, I'm not sure. And let's say all the people all around the world, we decided a couple of years ago to use Skype and Teams and other stuff. And by the way, what we all, when we have face-to-face meetings, when we have big conferences, whatever, we have also built in our offices, like today, by the way, and you're distinguished people out there, you can't see it, but we are standing here, so we're not sitting. And you know, that's a totally different stuff, because I can move, I can stretch my legs, whatever. And you will see that, let's say, and you said it to me, it's a kind of quick and dirty meeting. We call it like this, but it's not. It's a target-oriented meeting where people come together, three people in the room, four people in the room, and we are not saying, all right, how are you doing? Of course, there is a socializing part, but the thing is, why are we here? What do we want to discuss? And what, let's say, is the ultimate target we want to get out of this meeting? Mm-hmm. This is, let's say, a little bit a change aspect between leadership and meeting culture. And by the way, you are in your institute. you are really, let's say, living, breathing this kind of stuff. So what are you doing?
Yes, we do. We do research around this topic, digital leadership. And that means we do research what are the challenges for the leaders of today in comparison with the past. And we found out in our current study that the ability to communicate and is the first ability you have to have as a leader, and the second is the human being has to be in the focus.
Let me just come back to this. And by the way, this is my favorite topic, because it's not a topic between leaders and people in companies, but it's also between you and me, between our beloveds, between, let's say, everyone in this world. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest challenge for leaders from your perspective about communication? Because we have, you know, we have smartphones, we have face-to-face meetings, we have conferences, we have Skype, whatever. Yeah. So what is the biggest challenge?
The problem is that most of the people don't realize that the smartphones are not the right tools. The human beings are the right tools. And the digital change, we can also have it very successfully when we use in a positive way the people. And that doesn't function with a smartphone or just with a smartphone.
Not just with a smartphone. I will give another example. Yeah. I had to ask people, let's say, who are different, to state a quote about the International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. So we made not a, let's say, International Women's Day out of this, but we decided, let's use diversity as a theme, as a content. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was because I like people and I like to see these. So I was asked to, okay, can you ask some people, let's say black guys, yellow guys, mm-hmm. gay, straight, whatever. So I collected them and I said, oh my God, I can't call them every day because it's really, there was one in the US, there was one in China, whatever. Yeah. So what I did is very, very, hopefully very simple. I take a WhatsApp video and I said, hey guys, this is Andy. I need your support. Can you do this and this for this and this reason?
Yes.
So the fact that I'm not writing an email, the fact mm-hmm. that I let's say take the time, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, mm-hmm. to let's say to tape a video, he was seeing me as a human being. He was seeing my behavior, my gestic.
Yes.
So that was the part. And I think this is what you're saying. We all let's say interact and communicate with human beings. Mm-hmm. You can use it. But let's say it's on a different way.
Yes, but the problem I see is that if you use the digital stuff, then the people mean that they don't can be humans. You know what I mean, yeah? Very, the facts and figures, the information they transform then or transmit then, but the problem is that they don't use it like we speak here together. And that's the problem. If they do it via smartphone, like you with a little video and so on, and you show yourself as a human being, then everything is fine. But people...
So what you're saying is the human being is still in the center.
Of course.
And we need to use all the tools, but let's say to use, to be, and to act as a human being.
Of course. Is that good? Yes, right. That's right.
Very
that's
good. Right. And you know, I love it.
Yeah.
I
know you, and I know how you lead people, how you gather people together. And that's the thing why we are here today. And how do you handle this in your life? Can you say that 50% of your business life you use the smartphone, the PC, the laptops, and how do you integrate the human being, the communication with the human beings so humanized you can?
Let's say when I started my career as a business coach, I think it's 7 years ago, I had the, let's say for me, the target was I wanted to meet the people live face to face. In Europe, that's quite a challenge. But then I also, let's say, get the small country, North America, the US. And I saw, even when I was located in New York, it was impossible. because flying to, I mean, to San Diego or to Boston or whatever, it's impossible. You're constantly in the flight modus and you're jet lagged and whatever. So the good thing is you can use digital tools to, let's say, interact with human beings. So exactly what you're saying, I was, let's say, meeting them face to face, and all the, let's say, meetings, coachings later on, they were digitalized. But that's a good thing. But now, let's say, in my life back in Europe, I'm living in Hamburg 50% of my time, and with my new partner in Zurich. Our head office is Amsterdam and Eindhoven. I was traveling to Prague. So whatever I'm doing, I'm traveling a lot. Still, I cannot see everyone in these offices.
Of course.
So I use just, for example, Teams or Skype to have regular calls with my team. And then the team was saying, yeah, but Andy, you know, it's such a pity we can't have a lunch together. So I was really, let's say, challenged by this sentence. And then I did the following. 2 years ago, I called everyone all over Europe. I ordered the pizza, and this pizza was delivered at exactly 12 o'clock. So everyone was, oh, sorry, Andy, there's someone at the door. So the doorbell was, and everyone, let's say, get delivered the pizza. So we had the camera on, Barbara, and this is the fantastic moment when you see it's not about digitalization. It's about the human being, because you would do the same when you have an all together in a room to bring this pizza in. And then you see that people were smiling. There were some people had some tears in their eyes because that's such a crazy idea.
It was a surprise. It was a human being surprise.
It was a surprise. and still it was a surprise. But there is one thing for sure. There's one thing for sure. It, let's say, took me out of my comfort zone because I need to figure out how to order this pizza at the same time.
Yeah.
And at the other hand side, it was so exciting for the people who said, like, we can do this more often.
Yes.
So the next one, a lady, she decided to take a cake and to send the recipients out by mail.
Okay.
So everyone needs to make the cake by themselves. But so everyone has a cup of coffee and the cake at, I don't know, a couple of weeks later for the 4 o'clock in the afternoon meeting. So you see that you can very easy, let's say, act as a human being using digital tools.
Yeah, but for example, weeks ago, we act also as a sparring partner for other companies. And I was at a consultancy and I talked with a woman there, and I asked her, oh, with whom do you speak currently? And she said, oh, with my team, and my team is sitting all over the world. And I asked her, and the communication, everything's fine? Oh, yes, everything is fine, because we communicate also private, because you know this internal tools and so on. And before the weekend will start, then I send a smiley, how will you have your weekend, or what do you do for weekend? And after the weekend, I speak regularly with them like this. But you know what? One day I had the possibility to spend or to organize an event where the whole team of the whole world, we met in India. And since this day, I know how it looks when my Indian colleague is laughing in person, you know. And how often do you see your virtual teams, or can you show your virtual team you in person in India and America and so on? Because my opinion is, yes, it works with the digital tools, but you have to be sensibilized to put the human being creature between the lines, between the sentences, and perhaps sometimes it's necessary to see the persons in, or the human beings in person, personally. What do you think about it?
Once again, I think you are totally right. But can we, let's use the crisis we have now, Corona. Let's give it a name. So we cannot travel everywhere. Our colleagues in Milan, they are, let's say, closed because they need to work from home.
And
then it's good to use the camera on. Mm-hmm. So just for example, it's not, once again, it's not the same like touching people or giving him a hug or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at least, let's say, you can see the gestures, you can see the face, you can see the smile, or even when they, when you ask a question like, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And you see that they are lagging. Yeah. Then you see that there is something wrong, or mm-hmm. let's say, you can ask a deeper on it.
Mm-hmm.
Two answers to this. Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful when you can have a face-to-face meeting, but then let's say you need really, let's say, structure it. That's also important.
Mm-hmm.
But use please the camera on. And there are several fantastic examples in my life last year in summer.
Yes, can you share?
Yeah,
last
year in summer I was running in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I came back and I was sweating and everyone. So I had a call with a Spanish colleague. And he said, Andy, can we switch the camera on? And he said, I said, oh, I'm sweating because I was late from my running. And he was saying, yeah, me too. And he was sitting there 40 degrees in Madrid. And he was like, without the t-shirt.
Oh.
And by the way, it was a man. It was a male. We started laughing, yeah. Laughing. Yeah. And last week there was on, I think it was on Friday. So everyone working from home normally on Fridays. And one of my my female colleagues from Poland, she said, oh, Andy, I can't switch on the camera. Why? She said, I wasn't at the hairdresser. And I said, ah, come on, let's switch it on. And we started laughing, not about people, but together with people. Because I was also I was also my shirt. I was also my environment. And I think that people need, and by the way, different cultures, it's a little bit tricky in India and also in China. But different cultures, let's say, you can use this.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you even more as a leader, it makes you absolutely humanity.
Yeah, and I think that's the trick with all this digital stuff. We don't have to use it like just to transmit some informations.
No.
We have to use it like we were with people together in one room. And that's a big difference, because I realized that in the business day, not everybody act like you.
Absolutely, you're right. And there's also my question, because what we discussed today and the topic is meeting, but also leadership culture. For me, this is one thing, because if you're a leader, you organize meetings. And it let's say has nothing to do with a face-to-face or Skype or whatever, but you are leading this kind of stuff. And I know you because we met a couple of years ago in Hamburg at your one of your, let's say, speaker events.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are or act as a speaker, so what is your experiences? What is the combination between leadership and let's say strong leadership, female and male at the one side,
mm-hmm.
but also let's say the meeting culture. What is your experience? What do you hear from people you're talking to?
In these days, you mean the distinction between the thing is that leadership to me is influence people, and that means first of all you have to like people. If you like people, then you act with digital tools, without digital tools, you act as a human being. And most of the people, they don't realize this, that the focus of leadership is the human being and not the digital tools. Yeah, and we have to realize this, because then we will be successful. And to be as a human, or to act as a human, the more human you can show to other humans, they are more open to you.
And you know, what that reminds me, by the way, mm-hmm. and thanks for this answer, that reminds me, by the way, of one of, let's say, the fantastic, I think it was a YouTube runner, I clicked 5 million times
mm-hmm.
last year. You know, when in primetime US television, there was this interview via the camera,
mm-hmm.
and and he was sitting at home, working at home, one of the politicians in the US. And then the children went into the room,
okay.
and then the nanny, she was, let's say, trying to get the children out of the room. I think it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It went virtual,
mm-hmm.
and you know what it is, the thing about exactly this part is, normally you would say, oh my God, I feel so ashamed,
yeah.
but he opened up a working mom, a working dad can work from home, can be live in front of millions of people, and the children are running through the home. I mean, that's, by the way, that's leadership.
Yeah.
If you if there was an accident, you need to create this kind of moments, because then you will see it's absolute nature that you, by the way, you can work, let's say, with your family in Spain.
Yeah.
So we just had a female leader, and she said, "Oh my, you know, I didn't see my, my mom and my dad for a long time. Can I work from Spain?" And of course she can. So she took 2 weeks of holidays, and later she stayed there.
Yeah.
So the grandchildren, they went with grandpa and grandma to, I don't know, to the beach, and she was working.
Mm-hmm.
And she was happy. The family was happy. So everyone is happy. So this is, for me, the new culture, the new leadership. Also, let's say, in meetings, because we can see her there. If we need her, we can put her in the room, even when the rest is in one room,
of course,
via the Skype.
Yeah.
So no problem.
And that's the new life, or the new business life, because it's a combination of business and private. Yeah, we work from home offices, and so you have business and private life in combination, and then we have to use it like this. Yeah, and the relationships between the human beings, that is the thing what counts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for being here with us today, Andy. Thank you to our audience. Thank you very much. And hopefully you are the next day or the next time back again.
I would love to. And let me give, let's say, for the audience a last, say, a last kind of, and it's not a tip. It's, it's, let's say, let me share the experiences why I have.
Okay.
So what we do sometimes is we are translating the normal meetings to Skype. So just for example, okay, we need 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then we are sitting in front of the PC, and it doesn't matter if it's home office or we are in the office in the city. And then you see that people are not, let's say, we cannot follow more than 45, 50 minutes. So just for example, new work shows us, so if you Google new work, it shows us that there is the 50-10 module. So use 50 minutes real into a Skype meeting, but also into an real, let's say, real meeting in the room. And then it doesn't matter who is speaking. After 50 minutes, you stop. You take 10 minutes to go out. People want to fresh air, take a cup of coffee, just a phone call, look at the children, whatever it is. And then after the 10 minutes, you come back, and then you discuss it later, just for example.
Oh, that's great advice. Great, yes.
And you know, this is online and offline.
Okay.
It's not, it doesn't matter where you are, but let's say use this kind of small tools from the new work movements, because then you get real people. Second part is, and then I'm closing, is try to, let's say, be interactive. So you have, just for example, in tools, in Teams, Microsoft Teams, you have the possibility to use the whiteboard, so they can draw, they can discuss whatever you do. But you have also the possibility for bigger audiences to poll, that you can say, you ask questions, and there's are you agree, where are you in the change curve, what do you like on this part, so that even, let's say, when you have 20 and more in the call, then not everyone can say something, you can write down and you can say, hey, great, next time I need to adapt on this, or we agreed on this. So you can really see who is working with that. You can do this anonymous, you can do this personally. So there are so many tools, like in real business life, also on the digital part.
Just
use
do
it. Just do it.
Digital and analog.
Yeah?
Thank you so much, Andy, for being here. And yeah, till next time.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, dear audience.
Digital doesn't matter. You are the key. Barbara Liebermeister addresses the challenges of leaders in the digital age in her role as head of the Institute for Leadership Culture, as an economist, and as a human being herself.
At the end of the day, the relationships between human beings is the overarching connection.
Digital doesn't matter. You are the key.
You are the key.
Curious? Check out barbara-liebermeister.com.